Hello everyone, Vin here, and I'm excited to talk about the movie Companion. Brand new movie, just came out. Actually, hasn't come out yet. It's coming out January 31st. I got to see it early, like really early, and I'm really excited to talk about it. It's from first-time filmmaker Drew Hancock, but it stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid, who you probably know. Sophie Thatcher is great in Yellowjackets, Heretic. Jack Quaid is really good, and The Boys, also Oppenheimer and stuff like that. He's the voice of Superman, My Adventures with Superman. So this movie is, I don't want to give too much away, but it's basically, are you ready? It's basically Sexbot Terminator. So it's what if he lives in a world where they have these like super realistic like AI companion, better or your companion in everything in life. And what if the companion tried to kill you? And I don't want to get into any spoilers or story details. Like what I've told you, I think already is too much. Like when I went into this, I knew like nothing, and I think that's the best way to go through it. But that hopefully that pitch is enough to sell you. Let me get into the credits just a little bit. So it's directed and written by Drew Hancock, first time feature filmmaker. It's from Boulder Light Pictures, which is really cool. This is the studio that did Barbarian in 2022. They did Woman of the Hour in 2024 with Anna Kendrick. Really cool up and coming young studio that's making these like great kind of modern fun genre horror hits. And Companion really fits in that. It reminded me a lot of something like Ready or Not from 2019 or Abigail from 2024. These kind of like wildly over the top blood fests. That's a lot of fun, a lot of violence. And kind of combining genres in an interesting way. It's super entertaining. You know, it's not like high art, but what really makes Companion cool, I think, is the script, which is super smart. The way it analyzes and thinks about AI, it thinks about loneliness, it thinks about kind of where do we project our future going, or our progress of technology and our relationship with technology. It has a lot going on its mind, which is I think what's so great about it. I would say it's like a 4-star script. Kind of a 3-star execution though. So as smart as I think it is, sometimes there's some stuff that's a little bit dumb. You know how it is. Sometimes I don't think the filmmaking quite reaches the same level of creativity that the script has. I think the score, the cinematography, the direction, it's not nothing really exceptional. Like it's fun, but it's like I think what will really stick with you from this is the twists and turns of the script. I think this is really solid as a first film, and I'm really excited to see where Drew Hancock's career goes after this. Sophie Thatcher is great in this. She's the rock that holds the movie together, her performance as Iris. Jack Quaid is okay. His character is pretty much Huey from The Boys, so you know what you get with Jack Quaid. But Lucas Gage and Rupert Friend, I thought their performances really were a lot of fun. They kind of play supporting characters, and I, again, really don't want to spoil anything, so I won't say too much. Rupert Friend plays Sergey, and Lucas Gage plays Patrick, and their characters and their performances specifically, I think, really elevate these like kind of supporting roles in the movie, and they really make them something much more powerful and entertaining. So overall, Companion, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's good. I think if you're already interested in this movie, and if you know even a little bit about it, and that has you interested, I think this is for you. If you don't like blood, this might not be for you, but you can always like look away. But it's just it's a clever idea, and it's a clever script, and it's done pretty well. So it's not the best that we've seen from this kind of stuff, but it's not bad. Grab some friends, go on a Friday night, have a good time. Yeah. So I was really excited to see Companion. I'm excited to recommend it to you. If you guys have any questions, let us know in the comments. I'm Vin. You can find me on Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words and follow the Cosmic Circus at My Cosmic Circus. Yeah, guys, I guess that's about it. Stay tuned for our Sundance coverage coming soon. Bye.